Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, friends? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. It is the last episode of 2021. I, of course, am your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. Our goal here at Coming Unstuck is to help you overcome that feeling of being stuck, whether it be your health, your mindset, your career, or even your relationships. In today's episode, we're simply just going to take a look back on this past year and take a look at what's ahead. Going to go over some of my favorite episodes. I won't share clips of them, but I'll kind of highlight some of the things from the episodes and encourage you to go back and take a look. And also in some of my favorite episodes were some awesome guests, and tell you what they're up to and make sure you have the information to go follow them. So first off, this year started with the rebranding of my Step Up to Greatness podcast. Originally, I called it the SU2G podcast, and I wanted to rebrand it. I wanted to focus on that feeling of being stuck and how we overcome it, because as you know, my backstory is I worked a lot of jobs in the service industry, and while I was great at each of those jobs and I excelled at many of them in different ways, they just weren't filling my cup. I wasn't happy. I wasn't satisfied. I didn't feel fulfilled. I felt stuck. I felt like I was just treading water, trying to keep my head above water. But it was when I started helping people is when I felt like I had a purpose. And that's why I went on to become a personal trainer and life coach, aka the greatness facilitator. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. So the first episode was simply the welcome to Coming Unstuck. Welcome to the new brand of this podcast. From there, we went into ways that were making our life harder, and then ways to boost happiness in our life. Because one, a lot of times we are stuck because of the things we do to ourselves, the ways that we make life harder for ourselves, and we might not do it intentionally, but sometimes it just happens. We make life harder. But if we are happier and in a better mood and focus on the things that bring us joy, we're more likely to shrug off the things that stall us and things that thwart us and things that make us trip up, and we just kind of keep our head up and keep looking forward and are grateful for the things and opportunities we have. From there, we had our first guest of the season, first guest of the new podcast name, and that was performance coach and author Alan Stein Jr. And he was an awesome, awesome guest. He has worked with many, many professional athletes, more specifically in the NBA. He had a longtime relationship with Kevin Durant. He's worked with Steph Curry. He's even worked with the late, great Kobe Bryant and had some great stories on him. So definitely look up Alan Stein Jr. He's got a TED Talk that's available on YouTube and some other speeches you can find from him. And he was just awesome. And definitely look out for his books. I know he's got a new one coming out this coming 2022 in March, I believe. So definitely look out for Alan Stein Jr. Next, we got into how being specific will help get you unstuck. This is a great one because a lot of times we feel stuck because we don't know what our next step should be. We don't know. We know we want something different, but we're not sure what. But when you focus on what it is specifically that you want for yourself and for your life, you can start taking the steps to move towards what it is that you want, towards your goals and your dreams. So that was a great episode. Our second guest of the season was Escaping Your Story with Samantha Hoder. She has an awesome, awesome podcast. They're called This Is Our Time. And it is so well produced. And you think you are listening to a full-on documentary with her podcast. I highly recommend it. It's about a large group of women that actually sailed to Antarctica aboard a ship. And these are not just regular women. These are women that are trying to change the world and getting together as a group of women to form kind of a mastermind and then see what kind of influence they can have to take out sometimes the toxic masculinity that can overpower a situation, overpower a room, and have it be just women together. She also has a great background in writing, and the Escaping Your Story is a awesome online kind of program workshop kind of thing that she puts you through. If you sign up through her website, I'll make sure I put that in the show notes here. And it helps you unblock the creative parts of your head. Like it helps you if you have a story that you're trying to write or something you're trying to work through in your life. She has a process to help you get rid of the blocks that are in the way and escape whatever is holding you back. So she was an awesome guest. Next, one of my favorite episodes, favorite guests, and now favorite people is my interview I did with Archie Messersmith Bunting, acknowledging the feelings, acknowledging our true feelings and our health with Archie. He has gone on to create his own podcast, What a Feeling Podcast, and you can find him at Archie Cares. And he's been doing some huge, huge things. He's a mental health champion. He's working to make sure that mental health is a priority for people, that it's something that we talk about on a regular basis. And he's trying to make mental illness not be such a taboo thing. And one of my favorite things that he does is the How Are You Feeling Challenge. And it's simply where you, instead of just saying, hey, how's it going, what's up, when you see someone or when you first get together with someone, instead of just that kind of blah greeting that doesn't really mean anything, whether it be a waiter, waitress, someone at a cashier at a restaurant, wherever you bump into someone, ask them, how are you feeling? And when they give you the traditional answer where they think you said, what's up? How's it going? And they say, yeah, all right. Ask them, no. Like, really, how are you feeling? And you will see a switch go off in their head. And they'll open up and talk to you. And you'll also see a weight come off their shoulders as they have a chance to be honest and be truthful about what's going on with them. And it's a powerful thing. So it was an awesome interview with Archie. And he's, again, one of my favorite people. He's up to huge things. He just started doing some really big TV spots lately. And we're working on getting together again for some more work, teaming up together. So I'm looking forward to that for 2022. Another guest I had, Finding Professional Courage During a Pandemic with Chris McGuigan. She's a good close friend of mine here in the Cleveland area. She is a career coach and a top resume writer. She's a speaker and she's an author. She has been working hard this year and putting out her first book. So I'm excited for her and for that. And it was the second time she's been on a podcast with me. First time under the Unstuck branding. But she's an awesome, awesome guest. So I've loved all the guests I've had this year. Definitely something I look forward to having this coming year, 2022. Been working on lining a few up lately to try to get some interviews going and get those a little bit more consistently. So be on the lookout for those, and I'll kind of hit on some of those in a little bit. Done by Noon with Dave Ruel. He's an author, speaker, and leadership mentor. He has a book out, Done by Noon, How to Get More Done by Noon Than Most People Do in a Day. He had a Done by Noon podcast he was doing for a lot of the year with a lot of good information and conversation. So definitely check him out there. See, a couple other guests I did this year was Getting Into It with Jamal Marshall. He's a speaker and he is... He's a host of his own podcast, Listen Then Speak, and it's an awesome name for a podcast, awesome idea, and his idea is to say, all right, let's get into it. When you are in a conversation or maybe disagreement with someone, instead of just talking over each other, actually stopping and listening, listen, then speak. And hear and try to find that common ground with one another. And he's had some amazing guests on his podcast, and he's a good brother in Christ that I've made this year. He's been an awesome, awesome friend, and look forward to doing more with him in the future as well. And my last guest that I've had on my podcast for the year was The Way to Success is a Winding Road with Rachel and Chris. Chris is my cousin down in Florida. This was a two-part episode, and his wife, Rachel, they have done a lot of different things throughout their careers, throughout their working life, but they are kicking butt and taking frames as wedding videographers. See what I did there? See what I did? Taking frames, videography. They are awesome, awesome individuals. I'm proud of them and what everything they're doing. And they, soon after we did our interviews and everything, they revealed that they're having a baby. So I'm very excited for them. But that was a lot of fun with them. It was a two-part episode because we were having so much fun talking. We talked for like an hour, 40 minutes. So I had to break that one down into two episodes. So a lot of great guests. And again, I'm looking forward to having more guests on my podcast this next year. Some other people that I look forward to having on. I was on a different iteration of my podcast, John Cupo. He is a PA announcer, he former radio show host, a good longtime friend of mine from way back in the days growing up. He was good friends with my older brother, and he's got just an awesome, inspiring story. Sometimes he feels pretty down, but he is an incredible guy that's fighting through a lot and fights to make things better for other people. So proud of him for that. I have a magician that I'm working on getting on the episode. I know it sounds weird having a magician on a podcast episode. Maybe we'll do that one a video style. So maybe he'll be able to pull off a trick or two. And you could watch that on YouTube. And that's one thing I did this year too. A few of my episodes I did do a video version of it instead of just this audio. So that was exciting. I have another longtime friend that has created some amazing art that she's been selling on the side, and look forward to having her on. And just more great people. I'm working on getting a lot of interesting people. Now, some other things, other episodes that I'll quick highlight here. Overcoming Dikembe Mutombo. I love that one because it's overcoming rejection, ways to work past being told no and realize that being told no is not the end of the world. And to sometimes do that takes into the next episode, which is living a life with perseverance. My coming unstuck at 40, that was the episode where I turned 40. It was right a day or two before my 40th birthday. And that was a fun one. And recognizing that while I might not be where I want to be exactly yet, it's okay. A lot of people didn't even find their true success till their 40s or even later. And so that was pretty cool to look at. Stop Moving Forward was another episode that seemed counterintuitive because my slogan, as you'll hear again at the end of this episode, is keep moving forward and step up to greatness. This one was telling you it's okay to stop and slow down. You need to take the rest. You need to take the break. Sometimes just pushing through when the results that you want aren't going to be there, aren't going to be possible. You're just hurting yourself. So sometimes it's okay to stop moving forward and just take a break, gather yourself, and pivot to a new direction. Is manifesting enough? That's an episode we talk about a word that's been thrown around a lot this year, and that would be the word manifest. I seem to hear it all the time, and I think the idea people have behind the word manifest is a little off, that if you just keep thinking it, it's going to happen. No, you have to believe that it's possible. You have to believe that you can achieve it. You can have to believe that it's going to happen, but you also have to take action. So manifesting in the sense that people believe it to be, you still have to take action. And if you actually look up the word manifest, the definition, it talks about taking action. 7 steps to more fulfilling life. Why we should celebrate achievements of other people. That is a huge one. That was one that I loved doing. Talking about encouraging people, and when they find success, that way they can be part of your success as well, instead of living in a world of envy and jealousy. I did a two-part series, self-reflection questions, one and two, and I did those two were also video podcast episodes, so you were able to listen to it here, as well as go to my either my website or my YouTube channel and see the episodes there. I did a holiday survival guide as we start to move into the Thanksgiving and holiday season, how to handle the pressures of seeing family and friends, especially when so much has become political and tension filled with COVID and politics in general. So how to navigate those waters as you're seeing family and friends for the first time in maybe a year, year and a half. And then gratitude is the attitude, making sure that we are grateful for the things that we have. And that brings us to where we are today. And that would be the year in review for Coming Unstuck, Step Up to Greatness podcast, and looking ahead. So a couple of things I want to quick go over in this episode is talk about some things that, you know, kind of happened for me this year, and ways that I'm looking to improve next year. So one thing I definitely suggest doing at the end of a year is reflecting on the things that happened. So just like we did with the podcast, things that are to be celebrated this year that happened in my life. One, while I was never anywhere near any kind of alcoholic or anything, alcohol dependency, I gave up alcohol as a New Year's resolution for 2021. And I left my partying days back like years ago, but cutting out just the casual drinks, I knew it was going to be a key thing for me this year, because we knew we were heading into a critical time with our foster care case of the boys that are with us, and I did not want the alcohol to somehow become a crutch for me to lean on with the stress that came with that. And I knew that the gym I was working at was going to be closing, and I wasn't sure what the future was going to hold as far as me working in fitness and having readily available equipment and exercise time. So, and the fact that I was turning 40, so it just made the most sense for me to cut out something that could be detrimental to your health, like alcohol. Again, it was a casual drinks and stuff, like, but I'm actually surprised at how easy it was to go the year without alcohol. I was able to revamp my online course, Goals to Greatness, that I created last year. I was able to revamp it. Again, started doing some video podcasting. That was fun. I had my first speaking gig in over a year with the Summit County Board of Health here in Ohio, and that was a great opportunity. Met some amazing people there, and it was just fun getting out, doing some public speaking again. And then a huge one, the biggest news of all, is we found out that we are going to get to adopt our two boys that have been staying with us in foster care. And that is going to be very early in January. January 20th, we get to adopt our two boys. And we are just over the moon and thrilled. And there's still parts of that that we feel sadness for the boys' bio parents, knowing that they were in a situation that did not allow them to be have their boys, because we can't imagine living life without these boys now. And so to know that they were born to other parents and those parents don't get to have their boys is sombering. But overall, we know the boys are supposed to be with us, and we are beyond excited. And the day we got to share the news with my family, and we taught our two-year-old to tell my dad, his grandpa, I'm going to be a Gruss. And to see the tears in my dad's eyes was awesome. So a lot of great moments that happened with that case, with everything there. So those are some of the highlights this year. What am I working on to better myself next year? I've been kicking around, you know, maybe what I want to give up this next year. You know, since I was able to kick the alcohol out, which also reminds me, I was able to lose about 30 pounds this year, in large part because of alcohol, but was eating a lot healthier for a while. Holidays have kind of kicked in here, and I've gained some of that weight back, but looking forward to getting some of that weight off again. But yeah, because I was able to cut the alcohol and stuff, I'm looking at, okay, what else can I cut or add to my life in this next year to better my health without much strain? So kick around things, maybe, you know, donuts or Dunkin' Donuts in general, because I do get my... a lot of times get my coffee from there when I could easily just make it at home. But we'll see. So I'm still kicking it around. Feel free to ask me about that coming up. And another thing I'm doing this next year is I actually signed up for a coaching program. It's always recommended for coaches to have their own coaches, because as humans, we all have our blind spots. We have times where we think we know what we're doing. We think we know all the answers, and sometimes we need another pair of eyes, ears, whatever, maybe minds to focus on the things that we're looking at and help us see things that maybe we didn't see or that we didn't think of. And so I signed up for a coaching program myself for 2022, and I'm looking forward to that. It's with a great man by the name of Dan Mason, who I discovered him through my friend Archie and his podcast. Dan has his own podcast, Life Amplified with Dan Mason. And I'm doing a coaching program with him this year. I recently was able to revamp my online course, Goals to Greatness. And I'm looking forward to creating more courses and even maybe doing some webinars, maybe some workbooks, maybe a devotional. Still kind of ironing out some of those things, but those are goals that are in my head right now. And over the next couple days, as we head into 2022, I'm going to get those down on paper and have them be more solidified as things I'm working towards. So that's kind of the year in review and things we're looking forward to in 2022. How about you? What are some of your goals? What have you been successful at in 2021? What have you been able to, ways you've been able to improve your life? And what is something you're working towards in 2022? Do you need help with that? Do you need some more focus? Do you need help setting goals? Do you need to just talk through some things and unblock parts of your brain that have somewhat shut down for whatever reason, where you're feeling stuck? I would love to hear from you on a personal or professional level. I would love to help you any way that I can. I am running my online course, as I've mentioned, Goals to Greatness. It's a great program to help set goals, help you discover and overcome past roadblocks and bumps in the road, as well as give you short, impactful, simplified steps to work towards your goal of a better life and create a goal for yourself. And it's a 6-module course, and it's online, and it gives you opportunities for exclusive pricing to work with me on a personal level. I'm also working on creating some group coaching packages where, if you know, I have a group of people, maybe a pod of people with maybe similar goals, can get together and all save some money, but also work together, because together everyone achieves more, the old team acronym. So those are just some of the things I'm working towards. I would love to hear from you and hear what you are working on for 2022, or if you need some help refocusing yourself. Also, let me know if there's some topics you want to hear me talk about here on the podcast. Let me know if there's some guests that you have in mind you think that would be interesting for me to get. Realistically, of course, if you know someone that would be a great guest or has a story, inspiring story, I would love to hear from you on what I can do to improve this podcast for your experience. But that's going to do it for this first season of Coming Unstuck. I look forward to seeing you or talking to you in 2022. And as always, keep moving forward and step up to greatness. Get out of here. Go be great. What's up, everyone? Dustin here again. Just wanted to say thank you again for listening to my podcast. Hope you found the information helpful. Again, my goal here is to help you get past that stuck feeling and find that life of greatness. If you have a story that you think would help others come unstuck and want to share it, I would love to talk to you and have you on for an episode. Or maybe you're feeling stuck yourself and have some things you want to work out. Would you like to do a podcast episode where maybe we show what some of this greatness facilitating is? I would love to talk to you then as well. And that coaching session would be free. So whatever you decide, if you have an idea of how to help someone, I'd love to hear from you. Dustin@stepuptogreatness.com. Thanks again for listening. Like, subscribe, and share.